Okay. I'm going to leave that for now as something to business. Can't all renew. I appreciate everybody's patience. Okay. So item number five, town reports. Marjorie, what do you have for us for town administrator report? Anything? You have to unmute.
I sent out a memo about the different departments. Would you like me to review those? All, you know, what's happening with the different departments of the town?
That's not a bad idea if you could do it briefly. Okay. You don't need to read it, but just encapsulate them.
Okay, so I'm still working here at the town office. The town office staff is coming in a minimum of time and operating at home at other times. We're keeping things moving as far as town business goes, still collecting the taxes that are due March 31st. We are not doing very many motor vehicle or watercraft registrations following the Governor Mills' emergency proclamation that we're suspending the necessity to do those registrations until after the end of the pandemic. We've also suspended the collection of tie-up and mooring fees. We have not yet sent out the forms that we usually send out in March for people's moorings. We just simply wanted to limit the interaction with people, so we suspended that collection. In terms of general assistance, I'm the general assistance administrator now, so I can process any general assistance applications that come in. My number is listed on the 211 state website as well as posted here at town. I'll let Ralph speak to fire and rescue, but we are ready to go for 911 calls. We're still doing parking enforcement, but there's really not that many cars parking at the Stone Wharf. Jim Butler Code Enforcement is operating remotely. They're scanning and emailing and through telephone calls. Our town skiff is in the water. This is Harbor Master, or the skiff is in the water. The Harbor Master boat is in need of repairs, and it's currently at the town garage waiting for parts that will be repaired soon and then launched as soon as possible. Public Works is operating normally. We have the chipper guy over at the brush dump, so they're assisting him. And the transfer station is operating normally. That's all I have.
Okay, nothing on any other fronts to report. How about the treasurer's report? We got one? We don't have one, right?
No, this is the second meeting of the month. Yep. I usually do that on the first meeting of the month.
Yep. So we can skip that. So into regular business, we have item 21-021. So this, in a way, this is a practice item, but it also seems to be something that is applied in a MSR4A document. So it says in that document that the body determines that participation by the public is through telephonic, video, electronic, or other similar means of remote participation. So the recent legislation that enables this format for the meeting kind of requires that we determine what the participation of the public is. So I thought it would be kind of an easy exercise, an easy thing to take up, discuss, and sort of go through the motions. So the motion I'm looking for would be something like, and that's a good point, David. That is the way to be recognized as a board member. I see you all on the screen. If you raise your hand like that, because you don't have the same raise hand button that the attendees do, you'll do just what David did and go old school. So David, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to move that we use the Zoom platform in order to enable the public to participate in public meetings as specified under MRSA Section 403-A, Part G, 1C.
Is there a second?
Sure.
All right. Jay. I'll take Jay. Go ahead.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, thank you. Is there discussion on the motion? Okay, hearing none, are there any questions from the attendees on the motion? Seeing none, I'll take a roll call vote. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer? Unmute, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Mr. Main is a yes. Thank you. That was easy. Okay. Item 21-022, to hear reports from the town and other island entities regarding COVID-19. So Marjorie just gave us a pretty thorough report about what our internal departments are doing, what the town office is doing. And so unless there's anything else you want to add, Marjorie, I'm going to ask Chief Monroe to report on what the fire and rescue is doing.
I'm good.
Okay. So David, or Chief Monroe, would you raise your hand in the attendees? Very good. I see you. And I have enabled you to talk. So you also have to unmute yourself, Ralph. Yep, you're on.
Can you hear me?
We can.
So what would you like to hear from me?
Well, I think anything that you're doing in response to the COVID-19 crisis that's sort of out of the norm for the fire rescue is what I would be looking for. Any measures you've taken, anything that's different and specific to that particular virus outbreak right now, the pandemic.
Okay, so we have supplies enough for 2 or 3 COVID-19 transports. It's nothing that we haven't had in the past. Talking with the CDC, it's unlikely that we probably will be able to get any more supplies for that from them. We're looking at alternative ways. We have been able to get masks. There's been some members of the department that in the community that have been helpful there. But we're short on gowns. We're still working to try to remedy that. The other thing is that CTC has made it their policy that they will not transport anybody with a fever, any symptoms of this, which would include a fever or shortness of breath. So that's made it very difficult. We have a verbal agreement with Long Island that they will transport. We also have Paul Baleska offered up the boatyard boat, so that is at the Stone Pier in Ready. I did have a almost an hour long conversation with the commander at Coast Guard Station in South Portland today, and they are potentially able and willing to transport, although we've never done that before. There's some logistics we need to figure out, you know, how we'll do that. And that's about where we're at now.
And let's be clear that that those responses that the town EMS department responds to are 911 calls. Ralph?
You broke up. I wasn't able to understand any of that.
Okay, let me say it again. Is it correct to say that the rescue, the EMS rescue team, is responding only to 911 calls?
Correct. That's all we're able to do by main EMS protocols. That's all we've ever done. So yes, it will be 911 calls only.
Okay. Are there questions from the board? Ralph, did you have anything else?
Just that I'm working with the CDC to try to work with CTC as well to reverse the decision to do that so that we can transport patients on the CTC boat. It is my opinion, and it is the CDC's opinion at this point, main CDC, that we can do that safely and that it's absolutely the way we should be doing it, but we're working on that problem.
Okay, well, we appreciate the continued open communication lines between yourself and CTC. And we have established some, they were established before, but we've reiterated some communication lines between Ralph and the safety officer at CTC and between Marjorie and the director at CTC. So we appreciate those open communication lines. Questions from the board for Ralph? Okay, seeing none, I'm thank you, Chief Monroe. We appreciate your hard work, and we appreciate you that you are there for us. So thank you for reporting. Big Transportation Company is next. So would somebody interested in reporting for Shabig Transportation Company raise their hand? John Rant has raised his hand. John, you are recognized. You will need to unmute.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So it's a good follow-up to Ralph. Certainly the community knows that we published a policy where we said we would not transport suspect COVID-19 patients. This was a policy that was difficult to get to, but it was supported by the whole board. And at the time, we felt it was based on CDC guidance. And we know this is a decision that's not supported by all. In the last few days, we've spent a lot of time discussing possible changes to the policy and have been unable to develop a workable change. We had communications to the selectmen and to Marjorie and Ralph today that spoke to the fact that our policy has been reviewed by our licensing authority, the U.S. United States Coast Guard, and they agree that 911 COVID-19 transport should not be done by our ferry. CTC is very focused on, our belief is that with one ferry in service, the best practice for the community for all COVID-19 related transport would be to use another vessel. Between CTC and the town, it isn't clear what that vessel would be. And so that hasn't been worked out. I think it's fair to say that the that the Coast Guard also supports using a different vessel for COVID-19 testing and medical evaluation. So the gap that we have is 911 response for COVID-19 wouldn't be the CTC, so there's potentially a timeliness delay that we'd all like to address. And as a community, we don't have a commonly agreed to methodology to get somebody to for testing or medical evaluation. CTC is committed to continuing to work on a better solution. We're in uncharted waters, and we recognize that everybody's going to need to be adaptable to change and work together.
Okay, thank you. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so can you give us a report? You still own the Islander. Can you give us a report on the status of that boat?
The Islander was pulled. We got an extension because of the late delivery of the Independence to pull the Islander for its 2-year required hull inspection. And I believe it came out about 45 days late. The earliest we believe we could have the Islander back would be mid-May. And that's if the crews that are working on her at the Royal River Boatyard worked routinely and kept working. And we have had some delays and lack of crew availability based on the virus. So the Islander is not a short-term solution.
And your own backup that CTC uses for the Independence is that still Casco Bay Lines?
Right now it would be Casco Bay Lines, yes.
Okay. I'll open it up to the board. Are there any questions for Mr. Wren? And John, I just want to clarify, you are the president of the board of directors, right?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Donna, you're recognized. You'll need to unmute.
Yeah, okay. I had a text from somebody who asked me to ask this question because they read on the Long Island website that they could go in the Casco Bay boat if you thought you needed to be tested, and they have a protocol over there. And so they wanted to know if that would be, if that would work. Apparently they have an agreement where people can, they have a special space if they think there's a problem and somebody's going for a test. This isn't the rescue. It's just the, you know, for a test. And no, so we have the Casco Bay boat too. So it might be, I thought it was a good suggestion that somebody who just wrote in asked. So then has anybody investigated that possibility?
I did see that the policy or the practice you talked about with Long Island, I saw that published on the Long Island website or information. Tomorrow morning, Carol and I are going to participate in a best practice discussion that the Island Institute has put together for ferry operators in Maine, and Casco Bay Lines will be part of that. So obviously, we're all going to discuss how we're reacting to this and how we're transporting, and perhaps something will come out of that.
Okay, if you could inform the Board of Selectmen about any relevant information, and we'll probably follow up on our own, but we'd appreciate any feedback that you get from that. Donna, did you have your hand up again?
Well, that's what I wanted to say, if we could get that information back, because that would be great information. That would solve this problem that we seem to have right now. So,
okay.
That sounds good.
When you say that would solve the problem, what are you saying?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I meant was it would solve the problem if somebody, say for example, I go home tonight and I feel as if I'm having chest pains or, you know, shortness of breath, a fever. I've been sick for a while. I could go down and get on that noon Casco Bay boat and go to Portland and get my test if my doctor thought that was a good idea.
Okay.
So it wouldn't impact CTC. It wouldn't impact anybody else because they already have a protocol in place.
Okay.
Whatever that protocol is. That's what I'm saying. That it, you know, I'm thinking about it from a personal standpoint or from a neighbor's standpoint. That, and also, you know, from the issue from the ferry, so that wouldn't be contaminating our other ferry if they already have a place at Casco Bay Lines. And that, I mean, they've cut their rate, their their trips, but they're down to, they have 3 a day. And so when you go to the doctors, it would probably work. I mean, I'm just thinking this is a possibility.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Corson.
I'm curious, John, if Casco Bay Lines can figure out how to do it.
Jay, my wife's got some background noise, I think.
Sure. I hope it's a cocktail.
I'm on live. I'm back, sorry.
We ready?
Yeah.
I'm curious, if Casco Bay Lines can figure out how to do this, why can't CTC? I mean, all of the CDC, not to confirm it, not to confuse that with CTC, has all the protocols in place as to how to do it.
Yeah, and that isn't where we started. We started with understanding that the federal CDC protocols said that all transportation should be coordinated through 911 and planned. What Casco Bay Lines is doing is certainly in line with what we have heard from our fire chief and his contact at Maine CDC. Unfortunately, now that we have gone down this path, the Coast Guard, our licensing authority, has their position on 911 rescues, but also, and I even hesitate to say this, but our insurance agent has indicated that to have a policy that allowed transport of anyone suspected of COVID-19 would, in all likelihood, result in dropping our coverage. And, you know, in a pandemic, we're not trying to hide under the cover of insurance coverage and liability, but it's a real consideration for business. And so, in that we have our current policy, to back off that policy is there's a hurdle we have to get through, if we can get through that, related to liability coverage.
Okay, Donna, go ahead, and then Jay.
Yeah, Mary Holt she's doing some research while we're doing this, so she just texted me what it says on the Long Island website. The fact that the ferries are larger, they have a secluded space for contagious passengers. The contagious passengers board the ferry last and are directed to the closed space. Apples and oranges. Oh no, I don't know what that is. That was something else. Okay, so that's, I guess, what the issue is. They have a confined space. They have a protocol of how the people get on there and where they go. And so they're not part of the other place. So they are able to keep them separate.
Right. And one of the things they did was to achieve social distancing. They restricted their passenger count to 250 people. So that's another piece of the equation, that they have a very different operation. It's not a single ferry in operation, and they have large space in order to isolate someone that's potentially going for testing.
Okay, I just want to remind people that this is really a report in from the various entities. I don't want to get engaged in problem solving at this point. If that's possible, we do have communication lines open with CTC in other venues. Mr. Corson, you still want to speak?
With what you just said in mind, I hesitate, but I would just like to ask, John, can we take a look at how we can go forward in a positive way, as opposed to always seeming to have the reason we can't do something? And that's just a question to think about, nothing more.
Okay, I also see our fire chief's hand up in the attendees queue, so I'm gonna allow him to speak and ask a question if he has one.
Yes, I'd like to just make a few points to clarify everything for people. I do have a direct line with the CDC. I also talked to an epidemiologist who lives on the island, Ms. Corson. All three of us feel very safe in saying that we believe anybody with a suspected virus can safely be transported on CTC. I had a long conversation with the CDC, and we absolutely agree. If you transport the patient or persons, we'll start with patients, on the back of the boat, on the very stern, limit it to just the patient and any EMS providers. Put a simple mask on the patient. The caregiver has all the precautions. Same as Casco Bay Lines is doing. Allow the passengers to all leave the boat and then take the patient up to Yarmouth Rescue and let them transfer. CTC's crew could put the new clean stretcher inside the boat where it normally goes, and whoever the caregiver can easily decontaminate the whole stern of the boat with a gallon or 2 gallon sprayer with a bleach and water solution. It's all open.
Okay. Ralph, I do want to interrupt. You have communication lines open with the CTC through the normal communication channel, and I appreciate your information and your position on this.
Okay, then just one.
I want to assure everybody that we are actively working through those communication channels to resolve these issues.
Can I touch on one other thing real quickly then?
Sure.
Just that I directed by Marjorie to call the commander, Jason Bayer, at the Coast Guard station in South Portland. And he assured me, and I made this very clear, that it is not their job to say who can and who cannot ride the passenger boat. So that, by the commander at the Coast Guard base, what John Rentz stated is false, by what the commander just stated to me tonight. So I just wanted everybody to be clear of that. But yes, I'm diligently trying to keep lines open with CTC, but so far to no avail.
Okay, thank you, Ralph. Mr. Rentz, do you have anything further for us? He's muted. Did I mute you, John? Or did you mute yourself? I think you muted yourself. Feel free to raise your hand again. Let's move on. Do we have anybody from the Rec Center to report on what the Rec Center has done in response to COVID-19? I see a hand that seems to fall. Steve, you're on.
Hello?
Yep, you're on.
Hi there. You did say Rec Center, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. The Rec Center is currently closed to the public, and Kids Place is currently closed to the public, and it looks like we've been closed, and we said we were going to continue to be closed through the 29th, but it looks like we're going to go ahead and extend that currently to the same as the school through April 27th at this point in time.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
I think that's it. We're still, the executive committee for the Rec Center and the board is actively working. So as long as everyone stays healthy, we will continue to work on Rec Center business.
Okay. Thank you for the report. Methodist Church, do we have somebody from the Methodist Church to talk about any message you'd like to give? I see you.
Herb, I'm interrupting because you're breaking up, Wicked.
Okay. Not sure whether we've got a bandwidth issue here. I'm hearing everything fine. Melissa, you are unmuted and you may have the floor. Can you hear me?
I'm muted and you're still breaking up. It goes in and out. That's why Steve couldn't tell that you wanted to talk to him.
Mark, would you unmute and carry on in the meeting?
You can use the phone. We're not.
Can you hear me?
But you can use your cell phone.
Yes, you're clear.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, you're very clear.
Melissa, are you there representing the Island Church?
You have to raise your hand, Melissa.
I I see Melissa. I don't know if you can hear me, but I see Melissa and she is unmuted. So we have a communication issue there.
Herb, maybe she cannot hear me. Would that be possible, David?
Can you hear me right now?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. It was something going on with my earphones here. Right now we have closed off the parish house and in the process of closing down the sanctuary as well. A little bit exciting because I think hunting down the keys was a bit of an issue. It's been so long since the facilities were locked, but we just felt that it was a matter of safety to make sure that space in the unlikely event that it got contaminated, we didn't want that to risk the food pantry. So that's been one of our big priorities right now is bolstering up the food pantry. Jen Corson has been working along with Denise Hamilton to come up with a short-term and a long-term plan because we don't know how this all will play out and how we'll be affected. So we want to kind of have some structures in place in order to help folks access food, which was one of the things that we identified as could be a potential challenge in the days ahead and the weeks ahead. So we've been trying to bolster up the food pantry. We have been working as well with some folks to make sure that people, especially folks who live alone or some of our older folks are being contacted regularly so that there's not isolation in this era of social distancing. So making sure there's phone calls, note cards going out. Two big outreach pieces we're working on right now. We're doing worship and all of our kind of formation activities over Zoom, kind of trying to be active with our Facebook page and our newsletter and Bev's website so that information can flow out from the church on a regular basis. Those are the three big things that I wanted to report out.
Okay, thank you for that, Melissa. Any questions from anyone from the board?
No.
Donna, go ahead, Donna.
I would just like to commend Melissa for taking the lead in the community. Early on, before the Board of Selectmen even discussed it, Melissa raised this issue at the church, and that's why they're so far ahead of, that's why we, as a community, we have, we're ahead of where we might have been. And that just some things as simple as trying to figure out who doesn't have internet, so if we have to send out messages, they've got a list of people. And so I just want to thank Melissa because they really stepped up.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Herb, did you have any questions for Melissa?
I don't.
Okay. What about anyone in the gallery? You guys will have to let me know if someone raises their hand to ask a question, please.
David, can you orchestrate that?
If someone raises a hand, I'm going to try to promote you also to a co-conspirator here. Hold on.
Sorry, Mark, you may lose your screen for a minute, Mark. If he promotes you to a host, it should come back automatically.
Let's see here.
Is my audio any better?
Yeah, your audio's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, your audio's fine now.
Okay. You okay if I take back over, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. And Mark, your screen should be going a little funny here as you get promoted.
If it drops out again, please let me know and I'll have Mark take over again. Thank you, Melissa. Jeff just texted me. I unintentionally left him out. I'm going to put him on right now. Jeff, would you raise your hand? Jeff and Beth Putnam. Okay, Jeff, you're on. You'll have to unmute. There you go. Thank you. I'm sorry about that, Jeff. Thank you for texting me.
Yeah, no, it was fine. I could have done it at any point, but I was just wondering when it was going to be. But anyway, just for a update on how the Chabig School and the kids in Yarmouth are doing. Kirkpatrick, our superintendent, has been right on top of this from the beginning. She's been in communication with the Department of Ed right from the start, and on several conference calls with the Cumberland County superintendent, steady communication with Dr. Dolliff, the Yarmouth superintendent, obviously followed the lead of the Department of Ed and has gone to remote schooling. And the teachers and the staff of the school have really stepped up and things are going real smooth. Different teachers have had different levels of tech experience, I guess. And Bev Johnson has been a huge help to get everybody really on the same page, kids, parents, and teachers. So that's so far been working real well. Polly, the food service and janitorial service part of the school has done a tremendous job getting the school cleaned up, disinfected, taking care of the food, talked to several families and people on the island, kind of made it known where she could that there's food available for student lunches and just as community needs. So the school building is in great shape. And of course, most importantly, the school kids are able to work a lot through Google Classroom, even the pre-K kindergartners right up through. Their teachers have really stepped up to this. So, and the kids going to Yarmouth are getting their assignments regularly from their teachers. So as far as the school goes, things are going well. Anybody with any questions, feel free to reach out to me anytime.
Somebody's got to tell me to unmute. Thank you, Jeff. Any questions for the board for Jeff? Okay, seeing none, thank you very much, Jeff. Okay. Island Commons, do we have someone from the Commons who would like to speak? Susan Stranahan has raised her hand. Susan, thank you. Yep, you're on.
Okay, I have nothing but the highest of praise for Amy Rich, Nancy Olney, and the very, very, very dedicated staff at the Commons. We shut down, closed off, secured the place early following what I think ahead of probably what some other facilities did. We're in lockdown. We are fortunate to have two people on our board who are infectious disease physicians with some expertise. It's been an extremely trying time. These are the most vulnerable people. Spirits are good, and the dedication of the crew that works down there, our workers are terrific. We've got our fingers crossed. We don't know how long it's going to last, but at this point, things look to be under control. We don't know how long it's going to be, but we thank the community for the support, and especially Amy, Nancy, Christina Skellen, and the devoted crew that is working there. So thank you very much.
And Susan, your position there is director of the board, is that?
That's correct, Herb. I'm the president of the board of the Island Commons.
Okay, thank you very much for your report. I just wanted to sort of underscore what Susan said. In a pandemic like this, the the first front of defense is every single person following good practices and following all the directives that we've seen on online. This is an incestuous disease in that the symptoms can be very mild, but we need to keep in mind populations like Susan is responsible for and be vigilant in our own hygiene and practices to protect those people. So I just wanted to sort of underscore that. Any questions for Susan from the board? Okay, thank you, Susan. We appreciate it. So I have on here Chabig Community Center, which is the group that manages all the library and the council. Do we have somebody who would like to speak on behalf of the community center? I see Deb Bowman's hand.
I can't speak for the whole building, but I think you've all read the building is locked, it is closed. I take my lead from the Maine State Library. I participated in a few Zoom meetings with other libraries throughout the state because I had originally thought I could do curb delivery or home delivery. They are recommending against that. Library materials are frequently covered in plasticine, which COVID-19 virus, they think, lives for 72 hours. So I go in every 3 days, unload the book drop. I've asked people if they have materials at home now to keep them at home. I think patrons are doing that. We're just like everybody else. We're changing, learning every single day. But for the time being, the library will remain closed.
Thank you, Deb. Are there questions from the board for Deb? Okay, hearing none. We appreciate all your work, all of you, very important institutions to our island life here. I also just wanted to give a quick recognition to the private businesses that have stayed open to give us very important services. We didn't ask them to report tonight. But we can all appreciate that they are trying to stay open as long as they can and serve as best they can.
You're breaking up again, Herb.
Sorry. Okay, maybe I should let Mark take over again. Mark, go ahead.
You guys hear me?
Yep.
Donna, did you have a question for Deb? No.
No, I was just saying that Herb was breaking up, but then it went back. It just kind of goes back and forth.
Okay. I actually had a question for Herb and all of you on the board, including Marjorie. I just wondered why the Chabig Island Council was not on this list.
That would be a chairman's error. Is there anybody who would like to talk on behalf of the island council? Deb has her hand up again, or is that true? No. Is there anyone from the island council out there who would like to say anything? Okay, I apologize for that oversight. Definitely an oversight on my part.
Donna has her hand up.
Yeah, Mark, would you take over while I address this issue?
Sure. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. Well, I would like the council. The Historical Society was not asked either, but I just wanted to fill you in on what we've been doing here. Fortunately, because we have an outside public bathroom, we had a supply of hand sanitizer. And because the CDC says if you can't wash your hands, the next best thing is to use hand sanitizer. So what we've done is we've set up, been sharing it with the store. We've supplied the store, the church. We gave some to the town office and tried to set up a protocol so that when people who don't have access to soap and water, which is the very best thing you can do, but if you don't have that and you have nothing else, so that's one thing that we've done. And we're also in the process of creating, trying to encourage people who have interest in the arts, whether it's graphic arts, music, writing, whatever. We're putting together a program that we're going to roll out in a couple of days to encourage people. If they create something during this time, we're going to provide display space and ways to share it after this is all over. So I just thought that was, I'm just throwing that out there.
Thank you, Donna. Any questions for Donna? Nothing else from the gallery, I assume, David or Herb? Herb, are we ready to move to the next business item?
I believe so, unless I've left anybody off.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again, please?
Yes, you can move to the next agenda item. Do you want me to put the agenda on the screen?
I don't know that it's necessary. What does everybody think?
You have one?
Yes.
Okay. No, I don't think it's necessary if you have one. So I'm going to turn it over to you because I want this to go efficiently.
Okay, we're going to go to business item 21-023 to consider further actions regarding the town's COVID-19 response. Item number one under that category is to adopt a statement from the selectmen to address the island's needs during the global pandemic. We put out a very basic statement to get things going on the town website. Herb has sent us all something very late in the day today that you may or may not have been able to receive and print out. And Herb, I believe you're recommending that we consider this in this section of the agenda. Yeah. for a possible statement position from this board in town. Is that correct?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually speaking through my cell phone, but listening through my computer. We'll see how that works.
Why don't you go ahead and take over?
Okay. I want to try to get this on the screen. I appreciate the board. First of all, I want to get a consensus from the board that you're willing to take this up because I literally sent it 20 minutes before the meeting. So is there any opposition to taking this up at this point? Okay, hearing none. I'm going to try and put it on the screen for the benefit of everybody else. Can you see the resolution?
Got it now.
Okay. So my purpose in bringing this to you, I've got to mute my speaker. I was getting a bizarre echo. My purpose in bringing this to you right now is that I put some thought into what I thought our very first action ought to be, relative to COVID-19 and as a board. And it made sense to me, that should be kind of a ramping up of our message at a minimum. And so what I did was I looked at a website that I had looked at several days ago, which is Islesboro's, And I adopted some of the language or plagiarized it or however you want to phrase it, which is what you'll see here. So I have added nothing to this, but I have taken some things away. We are not as fortunate as Islesboro in that we don't have a medical center on the island, a working medical center. And so some of their messaging was geared towards that. They are also served by the state ferry system. So I had to tweak it a little bit for that. But the instructions to people, both on the island and off the island, are, I think, the sentiment that this board has been hearing and expressing to me. So I'll just go through that fairly quickly and ask if you're willing to adopt it. So first of all, the statement that we already have on the website is something like this: the town of Chibig is following state and federal guidance from the Centers of Disease Control to help reduce the spread of coronavirus. We ask that all individuals, public entities, and businesses follow CTC guidance as well. That's what it says on our website now. So this is an attempt to up the ante a little bit, which I think is appropriate for where we are. And so that, I don't know that I need to read it word for word unless people want me to. Maybe I need to for phone people. What's the will of the board?
I think it's fine looking at it the way it is.
I think you might scroll down a little bit and show the remainder of the page.
And you do keep breaking up again, Herb, so it probably is a good idea for people to be able to see it.
I'm going to try one more avenue. I'll be back. Go ahead and read it.
I just had a text from people who say, please read it because they can't see it on their screens at home. So I don't know, Mark, if you want to read it.
Okay, wait a minute. What's the matter?
Huh? Mark, do you have it in front
yeah,
of you?
I'm going to read it. Mark's going to read it.
I think we have to wait for Herb to come back to get to the top of the document because there, I guess there have been a couple of requests to read it.
I'm sorry, I was having trouble unmuting in that setting. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, folks at home can't see it.
Are we waiting for him or should I read it?
Go ahead and read it, Mark.
He already read the first part. Is that accurate?
Yep.
Yes.
The second part of this proposed resolution starts with a heading title, What Should I Do? And it says, wash your hands frequently, especially when returning home. When outside of your home, practice social distancing, maintaining a distance of 6 feet from any other individual near you. We also encourage people to go outside by themselves for fresh air and exercise. Shelter in place. Stay at home as much as you can to avoid contact with other members of the community. For anyone returning to Chibig after travel, and or after proximity to large groups, please shelter in place for 14 days. Travel to and from the mainland only for essential reasons. We need to protect our local essential services, parentheses, access to food, health care, fuel, etc., and flatten the curve. Each trip to and from the mainland increases the potential for exposure. Across the world, the definition of essential has changed as infection spreads. We can protect ourselves by being stringent with how we each define what our essential needs are. Please stay home as much as you can. If you must travel, commuters must follow all guidelines of the big transportation company and Casco Bay Lines to prevent the spread of coronavirus while traveling to and from the mainland. Sorry, to and from the island. Once the island, commuters must follow the CDC's coronavirus guidelines. Once on island, commuters must follow the CDC's coronavirus guidelines, especially social distancing at all times. Any individual from the mainland who expects that he or she may have come in contact with someone with the coronavirus or is not feeling well should immediately shelter in place, parentheses, do not travel to Chebig, and call your doctor. Any individual on the island who suspects that he or she may have come in contact with someone with the coronavirus or is not feeling well should immediately shelter in place and contact your doctor for further instructions. Then it says on the bottom in highlight assistance, we recognize that these recommendations require hardships. There are a number of state and federal programs that remain available and are being designed specifically to provide assistance for hardships experienced as a result of the coronavirus. We will continue to update information about the resources available on our website. That's the end.
Okay, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I'm now trying on my landline. Do you want me to take over, Mark? Yep.
Yes, okay. Sir, go ahead.
Okay, how would the board like to proceed? Other questions? Do you want to make a motion, or do we just pass? Donna, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had two questions, actually. The first one, when wash your hands frequently, especially when returning home, I think that's incredibly important. But I also think that we need to also say, if you don't have, this is on the CDC website, and we had it on our first update in the, about 2 weeks ago, that to use hand sanitizers if you don't have access. Because we have people who are going all around the island to deliver things or who do various services, and they don't have access, and we've closed off all, we're not opening our bathroom at the museum, we've closed the bathroom at the parish house, the one at the hall is not open. So we have, there's an awful lot of feedback here, and I don't know why.
I think it's because of Herb's phone.
So anyway, I guess I think that we should say something in there that if people are having contact from one person to another, that they should do it. And I had one person, because we have a protocol here, because you can't get to the bathroom when you first get in to wash your hands, and that's part of our protocol. So we asked people to use hands sanitizers. And one person who came in, and they said they were told by someone in authority in the community that they shouldn't be using it. And I think people are getting a mixed message. They don't understand that it's the first line of defense is soap and water, but hand sanitizer or a Clorox wipe is better than nothing. And so I think that somehow that needs to be worked into that first paragraph.
Okay, I would be happy to take what I'd like to do, unless there's something you feel is in error here and needs to be stricken out. What I'd like to do is vote it in, and then at the next selectmen's meeting, bring in a workup. Mr. Hill, go ahead.
I move the adoption of the resolution from the Chebig Island Board of Selectmen regarding the current coronavirus situation, with the addition of language that was just on the screen and that Donna referenced from the CDC regarding hand sanitizer.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion? Okay. Is there discussion on the motion?
I have one more.
Raise your hand. Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah. It has to do with the statement about the going with large groups. Anytime you go to the grocery store, you're going with large groups, even if they limit it to 100 people. So does that mean every time you go to town that you are supposed to shelter in place? Because I know my phone's going to ring off the hook. People are going to ask that question.
If you want to provide some clarification of what large group is, that's fine. I mean, my intent is, I took this from another website. I felt comfortable with the language in there. Fine with some clarification. And to me, contact might mean physical contact. I don't know.
I'm getting complaints that the echo's really bad. I don't know if it's because your microphone is still on, Herb, that you're getting feedback through the computer or what? I mean, I'm getting an echo here, hearing myself. I don't get it.
Yeah, me too.
I just muted the phone.
We're still hearing the echo.
And everybody's hand is down. There's nobody else's. Well, okay. I guess it's not Herb.
Actually brought the phone right out of the room. Is the echo still there?
Yeah, it still is.
Yes.
It's got to be me because I don't hear it.
Well, it just started when you went on the phone.
Is that better?
That's my answer. That sounds better already.
Yeah. No, I think I had to. I had to mute the actual landline. It wasn't enough to take it out of the room.
Right.
Okay. I apologize to everybody for this experience. It's not what we found in the practice meeting. But Mark, I think I'm going to have to let you run the meeting just so that we don't keep starting and stopping. All right. I'm going to mute.
Yeah, that's fine. So where we're at is we have a motion on the table. We have taken one comment from someone on the board. I would ask if there are any comments from anyone out in the gallery. See anything, David?
Yeah, we have two participants, Steve Hinchman.
Okay.
You're gonna have to unmute them, I think. Or maybe Herb can do that.
Yeah. Can you unmute Steve Hinchman for me?
Hi, this is Steve. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, go ahead, Steve.
We have, I work for Revision Energy. As you know, we have about 300 employees. We have wrestled with this very exact question about what's the definition of contact with a large group of people. Looking at the CDC guidance, they define it as prolonged contact within less than 6 feet. And the definition of prolonged depends upon the symptoms of the person that you're in contact with. And part B of the CDC definition that meets the prolonged contact definition is if the person that you're in contact with expresses fluids that reach you. So somebody sneezes or coughs. It's a very difficult definition. It's very subjective, and only the individual in the contact would ever be able to know if they were the person in contact. So for that reason, I would suggest to this group that you are not going to be able to reach a definition of when somebody that leaves the island and goes grocery shopping or goes anywhere else can safely come back to the island without quarantining for 4 days. And in fact, so we live in West Bath and we live on Shebig. Either way, whether we come home to West Bath or whether we come home to Shebig, the exact same problem occurs. And so everybody on the mainland is also facing this exact same problem. And you simply can't come up with a definition of when it's safe for a person to come in contact with more than 10 people because they went into a grocery store or a big box store, or they went to the gas station or any other location. I appreciate the sentiment and I agree that we all have to do everything we can, but I don't think there's a definition out there that science is giving us that we can use. Thank you.
Understood, Steve. Thank you very much. Did we have another question from someone, David?
Yes, Jackie Trask has raised her hand. Oops, I think Herb stepped away before we can recognize Jackie.
Okay. Are you not able to unmute?
I thought I could, but I can't find where that comes up. Oh, wait a minute.
Herb, can you help us unmute Jackie Trask, please?
How's that? I unmuted.
Ah, there you are.
Go right ahead, Jackie.
So I learned today that at least one Shaw's supermarket is restricting to 10 customers at a time. Which I found interesting. I don't know whether it's universal or not. And I wondered what the current practice is at Julie's, whether people are going in, how many at a time, do most people have curb service, or can you comment on that?
I can't personally. Go right ahead, Donna.
Yes, Julie has some really good protocols in place. We've set up a hand sanitizing system outside the door, inside the door. She is only allowing 3 people in at a time. And she's also, today she told me she was considering putting like the coffee behind the counter where they would dispense it, putting donuts in Ziploc bags, and that kind of thing. She is still making sandwiches. She's wiping down on a regular basis. She's got plenty of Clorox wipes, and she's our chief customer here for our, you know, for hand sanitizer and our extra Clorox wipes. And she's doing the best she can, and she really encourages people to call if you want to, if you need groceries. Beverly did this, and it was slick as a whistle. She just called her up, told her what she needed. Julie put it together. Beverly had a check. She left it out on the steps, and Beverly went home. And that's a really good protocol.
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you, Donna. That answered your question, Jackie?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Any more? Go right ahead, Jay.
Just anecdotally, our daughter went shopping at Shaw's in Falmouth to pick some things up for us today. And they are limiting the number of people in the store. They put lines on the floor to demark 6-foot intervals when you're going to checkout counters. And, you know, they're doing a lot of things to try and accommodate what the CDC is asking for. But anyway, I would just a comment on what Herb has prepared here. And I think Steve made a lot of really good points, but I think the idea of what is in this is be careful. I mean, the message is be careful. And it's not, you know, it's not like you, there's a cop saying, okay, you ran into somebody with the disease, or you might possibly have, therefore we're setting a guard outside your door for the next 2 weeks. I think the point is it's intended to indicate that you should be very careful and you should seclude yourself as best as possible. That's
thank you, Jay.
So I think we got to go ahead with it.
Anyone else comment call on this?
Call for a roll call?
Yes, we're going to vote on the motion on the table to pass the resolution from the Chibig Island Board of Selectmen with the amendment that was suggested. We're going to do a roll call vote. And I can't remember how you proceeded with that, Herb. I think you did it alphabetically.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Trying yet one more thing here. Yes, it was alphabetically. It doesn't matter as long as you get everybody.
Herb, you need to turn your volume up.
Is it okay to proceed with the vote, Herb?
Yes.
Selectman Damon, how do you vote?
Yes.
Selectman Dyer votes yes. I'm sorry. I think I already screwed up.
Okay.
Selectman Corson, I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
Selectman Hill.
Yes.
And Chairman Selectman Main.
Yes.
All in favor, that's unanimous. Get that, Chris? Thank you very much. Let me proceed, Herb.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go back to the normal way and I'm gonna let you run it, Mark, so we don't keep starting and stopping. Go ahead.
Okay. Item number two is to establish an advisory committee, Town of Chibig Island Emergency Community Response Team, to assist the town during the global pandemic. David or Donna, would you like to take over with us from?
Yes, I will. I will actually. The previous the previous piece that Herb put in took the place of something else, but it's actually part of the next item anyway, so it's not a problem. I just have to shuffle my papers. It'll just take a second.
Did I not introduce it correctly, Donna?
No, that's okay because it changed. It was something was substituted, and I've just got to find the right piece of paper here.
Okay.
Okay, I got it. Okay. So I just want to start off by saying that, you know, many of you know that my daughter Rachel is in Albania. She's been in lockdown for over 3 weeks, and so she's like on the front line of this. So I just want to impress upon people how serious this is. And also impress that those lockdowns are really working over there. They have not suffered the way Italy has. And so people just really need to heed all of the good advice that they're hearing from the CDC nationally, at the state level, county level, and also on when you listen to Dr. Fauci or whatever whatever his name is, he's just, you know, really need to pay attention. And the other day, the Surgeon General was on and he said, this is serious. Everyone should behave as if they have the virus. And that's really, I think that's an important message. So that's just my personal plea to people to just be smart because we want to all come out on the other end of this. This is a time, if there ever was a time, that we need to work together for the greater good. We want to get through this pandemic as a united community, focusing on positive intentions. We need to assure our friends and family and neighbors that we are there for them. folks have reached out to me who are worried. Others want to help. They want the town to be a leader. They want to know that the town and their community partners are working together to that end. Several folks have asked that the town create a committee to avoid duplication and share resources. In the packet that many of you looked at, we had several documents. Because we are such a fast moving, this whole situation is fast moving. Those documents are guiding principle documents. They're documents to try to get us to a certain place. When we get there, we don't know. Well, with what we suggest work, we don't know. But at least we're trying, and we're trying to coordinate. The goal is to try to get people to work together and be able to have clear communication. And to that end, I asked several people to work with me over the weekend to try to come up with something that might work. And even since then, we've actually modified it again. So the selectmen actually have the copy that I'm going to be reading from, but it's not the same copy that you have in your packet. So I want to make sure that people understand that. And I apologize because we're still working on this afternoon. So the agenda item is, and I'm not going to ask for a motion until I go through this, to establish the township. Yes.
Could I ask you just something very quickly?
Sure.
How much of this do you intend to read?
Well, people haven't seen it, so they're not going to know.
Are you reading the new part?
Yes, I'm reading that. I'm just going to read so that people understand. I'll read the highlights.
Okay.
Excuse me, can I interrupt here?
Sure.
We have item one and then item two. Are you moving forward to item two, or are we going to take up item one first?
Item one was taken up with Herb's last thing. I'm saying is that item one didn't have to be an independent because it was the preamble to why we were setting up a committee.
Okay.
So it's not a problem.
Got it. All right. Thank you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why it's confusing. So I think it might be better if I just read part of it and then explain, and then we could take it from there. If we could put it, I don't know how to get it on the screen. That's the problem.
And the people can't see it anyway. I can do that.
People can't see it.
It's just us, huh?
No, they kept texting me back and forth saying they couldn't see it. That's why Mark had to read it.
Yep.
Oh, they couldn't see that last one at all, Donna?
Well, that's what several people texted me and told me they couldn't see it.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
That's why I was going to read it, because I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's hard to know what platform different people, maybe some people did see it and maybe some people didn't. I don't know.
Yep.
Nice. I just know we got a bunch of texts that said, read it, we can't see it. Okay, so this was written by Lila, and we added one more thing today. In response to the global COVID-19 pandemic, the town of Chebig is putting in place these roles and procedures to draw on the full range of the island's community resources to communicate clear, up-to-date information with everyone. And that's really important. And that's one of the goals that we, as a community, we need to make sure our information is accurate and that we are talking to each other. Coordinate the way we protect and care for each other based on the most recent state and federal guidelines. Establish relationships and clarify roles, identifying where each of us can turn for help and support during the pandemic. And we've added a fourth one, which is function in coordination with the Board of Selectmen. I kind of thought that was inferred, but we want to make sure that that's right up front there. Your town selectmen stand ready to respond quickly to the needs of our community, acting together, and that's so important, with the fire, rescue, CTC transport, nonprofit support services, and all island businesses. Because we're all in this together. We live in one small little town, in one small island, and what happens to one of us affects everybody else. Each one of us has a role to play to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities. So that's the beginning. And what we've done beyond that, we really didn't have time to reach out to everybody who might want to be a partner in this. So what we've done is changed a little bit. The structure says the committee may be comprised of the following groups if they choose to participate. Each position below will have a substitute of record on call if needed. And that was Lila's idea, which was a really good one. For example, if you have a key person in a key role, say it's right now we have Jen and Denise Hamilton who are working on the food pantry. Well, if God forbid they both got sick, there should be another person who understands how that process works. And so that was one of the, I thought that was a really good idea. So that's why that's in there. So this is a concept plan. So the idea would be there'd be co-chairs, one from the community and one for the board, from the Board of Selectmen. There'd be an assistant to the chair who would be a community member, and that person would be kind of like the gopher, the secretary, or the, you know, pulling the pieces together. Up to three representatives from the municipal, at least one other Board of Selectmen member, and then if they wanted a couple of other people representing the town, that would be up to them to figure that out. Transportation, if people involved in transportation wanted to be involved, a couple of slots there. Communication and outreach, a couple of community members there. Nonprofits, one from each nonprofit that chooses to join. And that's not putting any pressure on any nonprofit. It's just saying, if you want to be at the table, because we all know we all communicate in different ways. We all think differently. And when you have a big problem to solve, the more ways of looking at that problem sometimes can be helpful. And at large, and this is for you out in the audience, this is like this is your opportunity. The first three community members who apply by email to drhill@shebig.net and currently reside on Shebig have equipment and expertise to participate remotely would be able to join this committee. That's the way it's set up right now. Whether this is how it works, we don't know. Responsibility. To work together under the guidance of the Board of Selectmen to determine the best ways to protect the health and welfare of the Shebig community during the pandemic by helping develop and implement policies, procedures, and plans relating to public safety, transportation, communication, social isolation, and basic needs. The authority. The authority of the committee would be advisory to the Board of Selectmen. Requests for funding the committee's activities will be made to the Board of Selectmen. The committee and subcommittee will keep written records, which must be shared with the Board of Selectmen and other members of the team. The town staff and committee members will be responsible for all mailings and postings, meaning that, you know, work together, be collaborative. If somebody doesn't, the computer doesn't work or the printer doesn't work, there would be communication to be able to get that work done. The committee members will work collaboratively with each other and assist each other for the benefit of the community. The committee may reach out to state and federal agencies, other nonprofits, individuals for assistance with the approval of the Board of Selectmen. Any external agreements for services must be in writing and approved by the Board of Selectmen. That means this committee is not a lone ranger that can go out and do anything that would impact the town without the town approving it. The committee may solicit donations of cash, food, and supplies if needed, and will keep a written record of those contributions. The committee may create subcommittee of at its discretion and staff them with volunteers of their choice. The committees will keep written records and share them with the committee. So that's, for example, if Denise and Jen need more people to go shopping at Shaw's, they can go get more food or call Whole Foods or whatever they do. Meetings. The co-chairs will meet virtually on March 26, 2020. If this passes, that would be tomorrow, for the purpose of setting a first agenda and determining a date and time for the first meeting and notifying members of the committee. They will ask the town staff to post the date, time, and method of the first meeting, which will be held no later than Friday, February 27th. All subsequent meetings of the committee will be noticed in a similar manner and conducted by teleconference. The duties of the committee is charged to consider and plan for possibilities as well as address immediate needs. The duties of this committee may be modified at any time by the vote of the selectmen. And what we've done too is we had an agenda item 3, and that agenda item 3 we changed because we were just plugging people into spots, and we decided we should not do that. We should have it be much more general because we're setting up a committee. And so the suggestion is that there will be another motion that the initial committee members will include the co-chairs, which we are recommending as Melissa Joshua Davis, representing the community, and David Hill, the town, and a representative from the board, who is would be me, and additional candidates will be brought back for the consideration of the approval of the Board of Selectmen, because we really need to do that. And Herb has said that he will have meetings in a very timely manner if, in fact, you know, we need to have that happen. So I'm sorry to confuse people by what was in the packet, but anyway, that's where we are right now, and that's all I have to say on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. I can't see Marjorie. I assume she can hear us.
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, thank you,
Mark. I want you to see me, Mark.
David, I'm just going to ask you very quickly where you've worked on this, if you have anything to add, and then I'll open it up for questions. Go ahead, David.
Thank you, Mark. To open it up for discussion, I would move that we adopt the policy establishing the Town of Chabig Island Emergency Community Response Team. And in making that motion, I want to be very clear that this is the first step of what might eventually evolve from this. And I don't think anything really has to be cast in stone, although I think it's going to be pretty clear what the objective is. The objective is to address these challenges that that we're facing today and bring in the most qualified people to help us do that. It's pretty simple in that objective. And as I say, it's not perfect, but we should move it forward. Therefore, I move its adoption.
Thank you, David. Do I have a second for that motion?
Donna?
I forget to second it.
Thank you, Donna. Discussion for the board. Yes, Marjorie, go right ahead.
We just need to have a copy of that for the minutes, et cetera. That's all I want to say. We don't have a copy here at the office.
Oh, I sent it to the board, and I'm sorry, but I will definitely send it on to you.
Okay, thanks.
It was 11th hour. We were editing right up to the 2 minutes of 6.
If my computer had ink, it would still be wet.
Questions or comments from anybody else on the board, please? Yes, Herb. Go right ahead, Herb.
I'm going to try this. If I am unintelligible, just let me know, and I will just remute again. I applaud the efforts and take some responsibility for the fact that it was, there were last minute changes. We received the document yesterday morning, and Donna has worked with me throughout the day today to try to alleviate some of those concerns. I still have a few concerns. My preference would be to start this effort as a subcommittee of the board and simply designate Donna and David to go out and coordinate with any of the island organizations and come back with a proposal and get it going, but to give us a little bit of time to spend with this particular document and maybe work out. That would be my preference. I quite honestly haven't decided whether I'm going to vote for it yet. I'll listen to other arguments and try to make up my mind, but I do just have some concerns about how fast it was put together and the directions. And you've worked hard to alleviate those concerns, and I appreciate that. But I just, in order to be comfortable with it, I think I need to live with it a day or two longer. And I'm not talking a week. But I do support the idea of the town reaching out to local organizations and helping them and coordinating them. I certainly agree with that. The mechanisms that works where I just need a little bit more clarity on that before I can possibly, I'm waffling at the moment. So that's it, I'm done.
Thank you, Herb. Anybody else from the board? Go right ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
Unmute.
Sorry, okay. We back on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go sorry. Ahead. I very much support what Herb suggested, which was either a subcommittee or the appointment of a couple of selectmen to help organize and coordinate the efforts of the nonprofits on the island. I think that's a good approach to this. I think that our focus needs to be in support of the people who are charged with managing our dealing with this, namely Marjorie and Ralph, and supporting them and providing them with everything they need to continue and move forward and to help remove any barriers that get tossed in their way, unfortunately. So I think that two-pronged effort, if you will. One is if, for instance, Donna and David would like to coordinate the nonprofits as to how they can contribute to helping the town with this. I think that's terrific. I think that additionally, we need to do whatever we can to support the work of Marjorie and Ralph and what we can do there, and there may be other ways we can do that, but that should be our focus. And I think that creating a committee that could have up to 15 or 20 people on it, typically these times require small focused groups, not large committees. And I think that the way we're currently structured, and then add a couple of selectmen who are focusing on the coordination of the nonprofits work and working with the board as a whole to promote those roles, I think would do the job.
Thank you, Jay. David Hill.
Yeah, we've watched the news and we've seen the number of cases double daily, I think it is. The longer we wait, and I think we've waited too long already, the more severe the problem becomes. We have a lot of people in this community, and I believe we've all talked to them, who are frankly scared. I'm scared. And I think we need to assure the community two things. First of all, that we're doing something about it, that we're not just sitting on our hands. And secondly, involving them so they feel they've got actually a dog in this fight. And I think that's a major part of it. I don't want to wait. As I say, I think we've waited too long already. And I urge all of us to move forward. As I say, it's not perfect. It'll get better as we go along. But if we wait for it to be perfect, it may be too late.
Thank you, David. Go ahead, Herb.
I would be prepared certainly to make a motion to form a subcommittee as I suggested this evening with Donna and David, and they could get to work on this immediately. I just think the details, as they both have said, need some attention. And I think if we go into this full force, we don't have that. But I do think we can enable that, the start of that right now. I don't have a problem with that. I do agree with what Jay said regarding where our efforts should be. And I want to give everybody the assurance that no one has been busier for the last week and a half than Marjorie and Chief Monroe. And I've been working with him, and I check in with Marjorie daily to make sure she has everything she needs. And I just want to give everybody the confidence that those two individuals are taking care of business, and they are taking care of our emergency response team and to keep our people safe. And I realize that the effort that we're talking about right at the moment is not an EMS effort. It's not going to change anything about the public safety protocols that EMS is working with. It's not going to change, I don't think, change anything about the way Marjorie is operating, except there are some things in there about the town sending out things. So she's going to have to work with the staff to make sure that that happens. So there's a little bit there. Probably not a great burden. She can speak to that if she wants to. But I just want to say that, you know, the response that this board gives to the town, has already been very well thought out in terms of what we were doing. It may not be high profile, but we met as a board for the first time tonight, well, for the first time Saturday, to work through the technology challenges here with some success. But this is our first action. This is the first time that board has been able to meet and deliberate and take action. And I just think we need to be measured and thoughtful about the response. And if we write down a detail, I think it needs to be well vetted on this board. That isn't to say that we shouldn't go out and start getting these groups together and start getting the people talking and getting those and having the two representatives come back and speak with us. So I just want to assure the board, first of all, that the town has not been sitting on its hands. And I also wanted to assure the board that I'd be happy to make a motion if this board chooses not to form this committee at this time, to still go forward with that effort that Donna is spearheading. Thank you.
Thank you, Herb. I'm going to recognize Marjorie. Can you hear me, Marjorie?
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Herb. This has been a really tough time for me. And, Ralph and I have worked really hard for the last couple of weeks. I feel like I've been on the telephone all day, and then I get another call at 8 o'clock at night and I have to come back into the office and deal with something. I have no objection to the forming of a group. I think what I'm hearing from you all and not too many people, but from some in the community, is that they want to hear a message of what do I do if, you know, they just want some messages out there about what do I do if I get sick? How am I going to get over to the mainland? I think they just want some reassurance and some communication from the town. So I don't really have any objection to a group of people getting together. I think this list here is maybe too many, I think, but I just I feel like that's what I'm hearing from you all, that you just want to put together a clearer message about where to go for services, and maybe just have that information in one place. So anyway, that's my comment. Thank you,
Marjorie. Did you have something, Jay?
No.
Oh, sorry. Go right ahead, Donna.
Well, I want to allay any fears. I mean, I am absolutely cannot believe that this has taken this turn. I'm really sorry, because this has nothing to do with how well the town staff is working. I know they're working really hard. This is a totally different kind of initiative. As I said before, you know, I got an email and somebody said, wouldn't it be better to have this be under the town, because then the town would, it has more credibility, they have more resources, if we need help, maybe they can help us. This is about how to do what Marjorie just said. How do we get more information out to people? You know, people on the ground know it. And I think it's a missed opportunity if we just don't hit the ground running. And I just don't see what the, I don't see the risks in this. I see people have told me they're willing to help. And the church has already got an infrastructure, and they're the ones who asked for the help. They're the only ones who are doing anything when it comes to this other side. We're not talking about taking over EMS. This is not about that. It's not talking about trying to solve whatever the problem is with the transportation company and the virus. We're trying to talk about how do we communicate together? How do we give a clear message? How do I go on the website every day and see, okay, here's update one, and it's got a date on it. Something as simple as that. I mean, we've got a lot of smart people in this community, and I don't understand how this could possibly be, here we are in the middle of a pandemic, that this is this kind of a problem. And it's not a criticism of absolutely anybody, not thinking nobody did their job. It's totally in a different place. And I just don't understand why it is a problem. And if it's not a problem, if it's a problem today, how is it going to be better in 2 days if we come back with the same plan? So, you know, we've got Melissa who's willing to do it. She does Zoom. David's willing to do it. He does Zoom. If we can put together a group and try to just figure out going forward, people who will get together. It's over and over and over again. It says it's connected to the Board of Selectmen. This is not like a random group that's just going to be able to just go and, I don't know what they would be doing, but I'm disappointed. I guess I'm disappointed that we can't, because we should be here tonight saying, as a group, we should be saying, we've got this, you guys. We are strong, we're resilient, we're shebiggers. We're the people who can, if anybody can overcome this, we can do it, and we can work together. We don't have to be in silos. We work together, and that's what we need. We don't need the church working hard here, somebody else working hard here. We need to have us all together, because we all wear 50 hats on this community. And if we ever were going to work together, it should be now. And that's the last I will ever say on this subject.
Thank you, Donna. I'll go ahead and say what my position is on this. I'm willing to give this a shot. I don't think it can hurt the way the town and the community interact. I certainly don't think it is any sort of a reflection on anything that the town staff, you know, has or has not done. I don't see that at all being part of this. I will say I would not be that interested in working on a great big huge committee of people myself. I think it can be cumbersome, but I credit the people that are willing to give it a try. This is, if this goes through, this would be an advisory committee, meaning they would make recommendations back to the selectmen. I guess one question I would have for David or Donna very quickly, and I won't waste a lot of time on it. If they thought that a statement or a bulletin should go out, would that recommendation go directly to Marjorie and the chairperson to pass on to us very quickly? How would that work? Go ahead, David.
Well, I think it really depends on the statement. If it's something that's obvious, like passing on CDC recommendations or passing on what the state of Maine has done, or passing on information, then I think it would be pretty much straightforward. If it's something more local, different from what's coming out of the state or the feds, then I think we would want to run that past the Board of Selectmen. And I do want to make the point that Other towns are doing very similar things. As a matter of fact, we've kind of lifted some of their ideas from their websites. The idea being, again, a community united against a common enemy, as opposed to just a small group of people, and really helping out those who are officially charged with a response to a situation like this.
Thank you, David. And I'll just go on to say a couple of more things, if I may. Anytime that the Board of Selectmen appoints an advisory committee in this town, usually there's a committee name, there's a charge, and there's certain direction that committee should be focusing on, and then there are usually members appointed. I'm not sure if this one will work the same way. And so if this committee makes it through this vote and starts functioning and starts being dysfunctional, I just want to remind everyone that's on the Board of Selectmen that it is our responsibility to make sure any and all committees, do their job to the best of their abilities, do their job to the best benefit of the community, and act appropriately in those duties. In other words, we do have the power to remove an individual or disband a committee if we think it's becoming disruptive or unproductive or something like that. Go right ahead, Jay.
One of the things that David just said, if I understood it right, basically the committee will decide what they're going to put out and what they're going to pass on to the Board of Selectmen.
And well, that's why I asked that question. I'm not sure that's clear. But.
Well, I think David made it very clear in that it's the committee's choice as to what they want to present to the Board of Selectmen and what they want to just broadcast themselves. I have a significant problem with.
Go ahead, David.
Well, I think the distinction is very, very clear. Information that's out there for the public already, again, from the CDC, from the state of Maine, from the County of Cumberland, that is passing on information, simply. If it's new information, not secondhand, if you will, if it's new information that the committee thinks makes sense, but it's local, then that indeed would be run by the Board of Selectmen first. Anything else you can get off the internet or off the Portland Press Herald, as far as I'm concerned, but we're just passing it along to broaden the base of knowledge.
Thank you, David. Other questions from Donna, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the paper here. The it's under the guidance of the Board of Selectmen. I don't believe that that a committee would be actually putting out press releases or anything like that unless they were approved by somebody. And I think there's another piece of this coming up later, if this passes, that gives a little more direction. But this is not a committee that's going to go out and ruin the world. It's trying to help it. And I don't think that we're making people in this community feel very comfortable right now about what we're doing.
Thank you, Donna. Anyone else on the board or Marjorie? How about out in the gallery, David or Herb?
See a few hands. Steve Affont is the first one. I will unmute him.
Okay.
Good
Hi there, Steve Afant here.
Go right ahead, Steve.
Thank you. Speaking as a citizen and a volunteer firefighter, I would just request that or suggest that they be very careful on what they call the committee, the name of the committee, just so that it's not confused with our public safety department, EMS department, or fire department. Just the name of it, just to make sure that it's different, and because the function and everything is totally different than what the fire department, EMS, or what have you does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Who else do we have?
Don't see any others at the moment.
Can I speak? I think that's a great idea, Steve. And I, someone had suggested that we add emergency in there. Originally, we had talked about Town of Chabig Island Community Response Team, and I think that might be a better name. Thank you for that.
Agreed.
Okay, I see Lila Bishrai with her hand up. I'm going to allow her to talk.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Lila.
That sounds terrible. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Lila.
Marjorie's point that all is about communication is the correct one. Hello?
I'm sorry, are you still there, Lila?
Yeah, Marjorie's point about communication is on target. This is what people need now. They need confidence that they've got the leadership of the selectmen working as a tight team, responding to and communicating with the people of Chabig. In emergency response, you need a tight team, and you've got it among the selectmen. It is your responsibility. And at the heart of this unprecedented pandemic that we have is the operations of fire rescue and Chabig transport. I hope that you will not get caught into discussion of details and names and the formations of this, that, and the other thing, but rather focus on doing exactly what you've started to do tonight with the responsibility resting with the selectmen, and make it your first priority to reassure the people of Chabig about the procedures that are being followed for fire and rescue and Chabig transport. The other support systems can follow in place. There will be time for those, but the time to deal with the essentials needs to be taken now and led by the selectmen. My hope is that you will simply turn to any help that Marjorie may need, you may need to communicate more clearly your decisions, but after tonight, I think we all do need reassurance that things are in firm hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Lila. Anyone else out there?
Yeah, I see Jackie Trask.
Herb, did you have something?
No, I just wanted to apologize for unmuting somebody inadvertently. That's what that background noise was.
Oh. Sorry.
Not my problem. Sorry. Jackie should be on.
Hi. I just want to speak in strong support of what I'll call Donna's and David's sort of initiative. And based on what I, my perception of what Donna read, I would see the group's primary purpose in being one of enhancing communication about how Shabig is facing this crisis. And and I would echo that there's a lot of expertise on the island, you know, excellent communicators. It has kind of been in my head, you know, during the meeting that I think the town, as soon as possible, needs to put something out about for maybe a Q&A type of thing, recognizing that things are evolving and in flux and so forth. But the primary cue that I have is how will things unfold if I or anybody else calls 911? Right now, I gather that Long Island will come and pick me up if it were to happen tonight. And I also understand that it's very much evolving in terms of Casco Bay Line's role and so forth. But the community needs to know that you know, we the town is working to get kind of a, if we can call it permanent, semi-permanent, whatever, plan in place. If, you know, if I have a fever, et cetera, and call 911. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Marjorie.
So I was just looking back at the resolution that you didn't pass, and there's a paragraph about transportation. I was just wondering if I should add some details about what's happening right now, what I know, you know, what I know about what will happen if somebody is sick, and what I know about if it's an emergency 911 situation. And I'll put that through Ralph, you know, before publishing, but it does seem to be one of the things that are that people are very nervous about. You know, we've tried to say, you know, we will take care of you if you call 911, but I don't think it sounds like that's not enough. You know, and Ralph and I hesitated to go into a lot of detail about that because it is a fluid situation. And it depends on what the patient is presenting in terms of how the response will go. So it's not a black and white right now that if you call, this is how you're going to get to the Yarmouth ambulance. It's really up to that EMS provider to deal with a particular situation. And I think CTC is still taking our emergencies, you know, so maybe we need to clarify that with people too. If you're not a COVID-19 patient, we're going to take care of you and CTC will transport you. But maybe that's something that I could write up, put through Ralph, and add to this resolution about transportation, you know, without going into a lot of details, but just, you know, this is what you can expect. Would that be something that you would like to add?
That sounds good to me, Marjorie. What do you guys think?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's wonderful, Marjorie. I think it's great.
Anyone else?
I think it's good too. I think we should actually, and I hesitate to get too pedantic here, but you know, we sort of voted on it. It's a resolution of the Board of Selectmen. I don't want to vote on it again. I want to authorize Marjorie to, and you can do it by, you know, just asking for anybody objecting to it. But I would just like to authorize Marjorie kind of officially to make whatever changes she deems necessary without our reapproving the...
You're going to get the public.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to call the question.
I'm kind of confused because we're in the middle of one discussion. Can we do that afterward?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I just wanted to be clear that I want to get the support so that we could go forward with it. We have a motion on the floor. That's not really relevant. But
I'm thinking it's kind of getting I'm getting confused about what we're doing. But yeah,
it's okay. No, I think it's okay. Thank you, Herb. Donna, so right now we have a motion on the table. We have a second. We do have a suggestion, I believe, by you, Donna, to possibly, you know, before you vote on this, modify the title of the proposed committee. Is that correct?
Yes, I think this, wait a second. Steve Alfon, I think, had a great idea. So I would say and I don't know if we have to amend it because it was in writing, but to maybe just state, we never actually stated the name of the committee, so maybe I can state the name of the committee correctly.
That's the reason I brought it up. Chris, are you clear on the motion for us? Would you mind reading?
Do you want me to read the name that, what it should say now?
Go ahead.
Okay, to establish the Town of Chabig Island Community Response Team.
And then Chris, would you mind reading the motion back for us, please?
Moved by David Hill to adopt the policy to establish the Chabig Island Community Response Team.
Thank you, Chris.
That's it.
I'm going to ask for a roll call vote. I'll try to do better than I did last time with this. We're going to start with Selectman Corson this time.
No.
Thank you. We're going to go to Selectman Damon.
Yes.
We'll go to myself, Selectman Dyer. Yes. Now we will go to Selectman Hill.
Yes.
And Selectman Main, please.
Yes.
Passes. Was that 4-1, Chris? Thank you. Thank you all for that, bringing that in and that interesting discussion. We are on to item number 3. I would like to ask David and or Donna their opinion on items 3 and 4.
We wanted to change that to just to get the thing started. The motion would be, I move the initial committee members include co-chairs Melissa Yoshua Davis and David Hill, and the representative from the Board of Selectmen, Donna Damon. Additional candidates will be brought back for consideration of approval by the Board of Selectmen.
That's your motion, Donna?
Yes.
I'll second that.
And I will, and I, Chris, I'm going to email all this stuff to you afterward, okay?
Thank you, David. We have a motion. We have a second. Could I have... ask for discussion on the motion, please, from the board. Do you have some, Herb? No. David, do you recognize anyone wanting to have any discussion on this out in the gallery, please, either you or Herb?
I don't see any hands up.
Okay, We're going to vote on this motion, please. We'll start with Selectman Corson.
No.
Thank you. Selectman Damon?
Yes.
Thank you. Selectman Dyer, I'm yes. Selectman Hill?
Yes.
Thank you. And Selectman Main?
Yes.
Thank you. Get that, Chris?
Yes.
Item number four is to authorize the community response team to create and keep current a town online coronavirus update. Could one of you tell us what your intentions are with this item, please?
The intention was just to try to gather information together about, you know, that might be pertinent run it by the town and for consideration on the town website. And so we put a sample in that was just a placeholder. The idea might be, there might be a message from the selectmen, but the idea was to have something, a template, so it would be consistent. So anytime anybody looked at it, they would know, you know, it would say, update one, update two, and have a date with it, so they would know it was the most recent. And also, just, you know, if the selectmen had a message like they wanted to add something else to the, to the statement, or EMS had something, just trying to get all the information in one place. It's kind of like what Marjorie was just saying. I mean, I think it's really important to get all that stuff out there instead of having. If you look on Beverly's website, you've got, if it wasn't for Beverly, you know, I mean, she's done a great job and everybody's been throwing stuff in. But the idea was if we could come up with a template and everybody could submit their stuff to one place, and then okay. Marjorie could, you know, went through it and posted it, you know.
Are you prepared to make a motion, Donna?
Yes. Except I can't find that piece of paper now. Can you read it? Can you read what it said again?
Item number four, to authorize the community.
I found it. I think I found it. To create a communication update and posting plan for emergency updates around the global pandemic. So that would be for the town to create a communication update and posting plan. So it may be in cooperation with that committee. If they want to do it, fine. If not, but basically to have something that is, you know, consistent.
Okay. Were you able to hear that motion, Chris?
Well, does Donna have a copy of it?
Yes, I do.
If you would forward that to me, that'll help along with listening back to the tape.
Okay. I'll read it one more time just for the tape. Okay.
Sure.
To create a communication update and posting plan for emergency updates during the global pandemic. The rationale for that was the purpose of this agenda item is to provide accurate and timely information to the public and in the same format throughout the next few months. Notice, and this is not to say people can't send Beverly stuff. The communication update would provide a forum for the community, the community response team to compile, provide information to the community in a timely manner and integrate it with the town stuff, the town information.
Thank you, Donna.
That was the rationale. That's the purpose of it. That's not part of the motion.
Do I have a second to Donna's motion, please?
I'll second it.
Thank you, David. Discussion on the motion from anyone? I'll take Herb and then Jay.
More of a question than discussion. So you envision this to be a dedicated web page on the town website, and the information would get posted by town staff because we're the only ones that maintain the website, and would be vetted by whom? Anybody or just the committee?
It would, no, the committee would give it to the, they would gather stuff that they had, would gather the information and give it to the town. So the town didn't have to go running around trying to find things if there was information that they thought they needed. But the idea would be to have the town have, and it could be a link, the way they have now, coronavirus, and you click on it. And it would just be a place where everybody, whenever they went to it, it would kind of look the same, but it might have different information when it was updated. And it's just a clearing, it's like a clearinghouse for information. And ultimately, it would be the town's decision what they put on. I mean, somebody put in something, submitted something, they don't have to do it. Instead of having it in like five different places.
Okay. Thank you. I'm good.
Okay.
You're muted, Jay.
Okay. I understand what Donna just said, but that is not what the motion says. Motion says to authorize the community response team to create and keep current a town online, coronavirus update. So I don't. What are we voting on?
We're voting on what I just.
What the motion says here. I'm a little bit of confusion.
The motion I made is not what's on your paper. The motion I made is to create a communication update and posting plan for emergency updates during the global pandemic. It's not what was on in the original packet.
Okay. I guess I never saw the other part.
It's because I just made that motion. The others were sample motions in the packet. Because we don't usually have motions in packets. That was the agenda item. I mean.
So Donna, based on your motion, you would envision if some new information was gathered that it would be presented to Marjorie for possible posting?
Yes, I would think so. But it's really creating that the town itself. It's not, I mean, this would be something the committee could get. This is really, it's just a place for people to give, to put in information, but it's really it's the town actually having, a presence and opening it up so that if other people want to, submit stuff, that's really all it is.
Okay.
It's not run by a committee, it's run by the town.
Any other questions or comments from the board or Marjorie? Anything out in the gallery that you can identify, David?
Lila Bisharat has her hand up.
Just get plugged here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Lila.
I like the way Donna has phrased it now. I see this as support for Marjorie, support for the tight emergency response team of the selectmen. It must be consistent. It must be led by whoever is the town team leader of the emergency response. And I assume that is one of the selectmen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lila. Herb, go ahead, Herb.
I just wanted to clarify that no single selectman has been designated as the emergency response coordinator or leader or anything else. The response team right now is the town administrator and Chief Monroe. And I just want to say that that's consistent with our emergency management ordinance. If we were to declare an emergency, which we haven't yet, if we were to declare that, that's done through a very specific process outlined in that ordinance. Marjorie becomes the head of that task force, and she directs an emergency management director, who is usually the chief, who takes care of tactical response issues, and Marjorie takes care of sort of the administrative ones. So that's the current model we've been working under since for a little over a week. I don't see this changing that at all.
Thank you, Herb. No one else from the, go ahead, Donna.
I just want to say, and Herb's right, that was not the intent at all.
Okay, thank you. No one else out in the gallery, I assume, David?
Nope.
There was a flash, but it went away. There it is, okay. An attendee named Donna is trying to, I believe, trying to talk.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. Could you raise your hand again, Donna, who would like to talk?
Another flash.
Let me just try allowing it and so we can communicate.
Okay.
Is Donna online here? You would have to unmute, Donna, to speak. I guess she doesn't need to speak.
I am seeing the name.
Yeah, she's enabled. She would have to unmute.
Donna raised hand. Okay.
It's her again, actually. I think she wants to talk, but you need to unmute from your end.
It's remaining up, the notification.
Can you explain to her where to go to unmute? The
lower left-hand corner.
And just to
put her. Yeah, there it is. Donna.
Hello, Donna, are you there? Would you like to speak?
Went back on mute.
I've never ran one of these type of meetings before.
Yeah, I know. She's off mute again. We should be able to hear her, but we don't hear anything.
Okay. Donna, can you hear us?
There's no way for her to acknowledge that.
You can raise her hand.
She has raised her hand.
Several times.
Yeah.
Ask her to click twice if she can hear you.
All right, I'll lower the hand. It may be that Donna's device, she could have a computer that doesn't have a microphone.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hey,
go ahead. Welcome.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I've been. Go ahead, Donna.
I would like to ask what the name of this committee is. Is it the response team? Is that what it's called? What Donna's talking about, is it called the response team?
The name of the committee at this point is the community response team.
Then what I'm suggesting is that it is a great team, but perhaps it would get you through it to call the advisory response team.
Community advisory response team?
Yes. It's sort of a little advisory thing. It's a little change, but I think everybody's hung up on where it's coming from and where it's going, and call it advisory. It's a great team.
I'm okay with revising my second to do that.
I'm fine with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Thank you, Donna, for that. Okay. We are still on a different item, though.
But I couldn't get through. I tried.
Okay.
We'll take care of it.
Glad you finally did it, Donna.
What's the pleasure of the board with that request as far as keeping things in order here, if you will? But do I hear a suggestion?
You're referring to renaming the committee or changing the name?
Yes.
I'm okay either way.
To make it official, I will officially move to rename the committee that we just created to what Donna said. Donna Colbeth.
Well, I would second if we didn't already have one on the floor.
We have a motion on the floor?
Yes, we do.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
So for point of order, I think we should probably finish the motion that we have on the floor, if you guys don't mind. Chris, would you mind reading that back for us quickly?
I'm going to have to refer to Donna for that.
Okay. To create a communication, I move to create a communication update and posting plan for emergency updates during the global pandemic.
Got it.
And I seconded.
Yep.
Ready for a vote on that, folks? I'm going to go to Selectman Corson, please.
Sorry, no.
Thank you. Selectman Damon.
Yes.
Selectman Dyer is a yes. Selectman Hill.
Yes.
Thank you. And Selectman Main.
Yes.
Thank you, folks. Is it the board's pleasure at this point to revisit, and do we need a vote for that suggested name change, or how should we handle that, Herb, in your opinion?
Is there any objection to the name change?
None.
Not for me.
Mr. Corson?
I have none.
I would just make the change.
Thank you, Herb. Herb, do you think you could take over for me?
Sure, as long as everybody can hear me. And I will take, I mean, it's almost 9 o'clock. We've gone through a whole lot of stuff.
I'll be right back, Herb.
Yeah, certainly. Where are we?
Item okay, 5 under 21.
We have one more thing to adopt, right, the policy.
Yep.
Is that correct, Donna?
Yes. And do you want me to start?
Yes, you can introduce it.
Okay. So the rationale, this was called the Town of Chabig Global Pandemic Communication Policy, to create a structure to define the town's decision-making and communication process during the global pandemic to ensure that the needs of the community will be addressed in a timely and effective manner. Agreements and requests between the town and its partners regarding the global pandemic are made in writing to provide clarity and essential details. Agreements and requests regarding the global pandemic are approved by the Board of Selectmen. Communication with the public is accurate and timely. Requests are responded to and decisions are made in a timely manner. Community partners have appropriate resources and emergency selectmen meetings are held whenever is necessary in accordance with state law. That's kind of the rationale, because sometimes when you get into we're running on a whole different kind of platform now than we usually do. And so this is just to assure that things will be done efficiently and quickly, and that we're not going to lose some important issues. The duration will be in effect until the Board of Selectmen rescinds it. So that's totally in control of the Board of Selectmen. The town administrator will update the Board of Selectmen of requests of services relating to the pandemic within 24 hours to receive receiving the request, and will provide written weekly updates regarding the activities of the, now it's the community response team. So the idea is, if on that one, for example, say right now the church has money in the food pantry. If all of a sudden Julie has to close, Whole Foods doesn't deliver, or whatever, and we use up all the food and we have no more money, if the church went to the town with a written request, that within 24 hours, the town administrator gives her a whole day to get in touch with the Board of Selectmen, gives the Board of Selectmen time to actually set up a timely meeting to deal with it. They don't have to say yes or no, but it just makes us accountable to try to do things in an expedient manner. The Board of Selectmen will have final approval of any and all agreements between the town, its staff, and its agents, or any individual organization, business, or entity. And the idea is that the church, I'm going to use the church again, but the church comes and they want money. It really does have to go to the Board of Selectmen in order to even to make that happen. Three, requests. And so people found the next sentence cumbersome. And so I'm crossing that out, which was because it's redundant. We already said it had to be in writing. So so that ends with entity. And Chris, I will get you clean copies of this. Requests from the community partners or meeting some organization, and the community response team will be submitted in writing to the Board of Selectmen, who will meet within 48 hours if at least, so this is actually first, this would probably should have been up and be number two instead of three, but that they will meet within 48 hours. So it, the idea is within a couple of days, we at least address the question. At least three of the Board of Selectmen have to be available to meet. So as soon as three members can meet, because it might not be possible to meet in that amount of time. So the whole purpose is that we can't just let stuff wait till the next agenda. We need to all talk to each other. We need to understand what we're doing. And it may sound as if that's not necessary, that we could just do it, but it just seemed to me is when you're in this kind of a situation, it's good to have some parameters. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I forgot I was chairing again. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Is that a,
I'll
there's
second.
No motion yet, right? Okay.
There was a motion, wasn't it?
Was it a motion, Donna? I thought you were just introducing the concept.
No, I made a motion to create structure to define the town's decision-making and community process during the global pandemic.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, David, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to second that because although it might seem kind of obvious that these are things that have to be done in a time of emergency, I want to make sure that this board has the authority to act quickly and to respond in a timely manner when need be.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Is there further discussion? Mr. Corzine?
How are we going to fund it?
What funding?
It
costs anything.
So tomorrow morning, the church comes and says, we're out of money. We need 10 grand for food, using Donna's example.
Okay, I will address that and then ask Marjorie to address it. Right now, the money that we have available to us as a board to use with broad discretion is our contingency fund, which I think has 15,000 in it, Marjorie. Is that correct about that? Other than that, we have some leeway in other places. There may be some lines in other budgets that we can tap. Go ahead, Marjorie.
I'm sorry. The contingency, it originally had, what, 16,000? And I don't think we've spent any of it, have we? There was some discussion about transferring some of the contingency over to our legal department, which has been overexpended.
Thought we did do that. Mr. Hill first, and then Donna, and then Jay.
Well, again, we're talking about emergency situations, and if the emergency situation were so severe as to cause us to need more money, we would call a special town meeting and authorize the funds accordingly.
That's correct.
Donna?
And we can always say no. I mean, we all can say, this is only setting the process forward. It's not making a decision. So, for example, if, again, using the church, if they come and say, we need more money, and we say, you know, we can only give you X. Here's, maybe we can help you brainstorm maybe other means, or maybe Marjorie knows that FEMA has money or something like that. It doesn't, you know, it's a communication issue.
Okay.
Jay?
You've set this up so that everything is done within 24 to 48 hours. And when I ask how you're going to fund it, the answer is maybe we can go barnstorm and figure out where we can find some money. I would think that what we would want to do is have an idea ahead of time as to how much money this might possibly take. It's not just the food bank. It could be, do we need something for the EMS group because they ran through a lot of equipment or a lot of Tyvek suits or whatever. And so, you know, just have some idea how we were planning on funding this. That's all I'm asking for. It's not a, you know, nothing other than that.
Yes. The purpose of this wasn't to actually look at what some of the questions might be, because as Jay has mentioned, it could be many different things. The idea was to set a process in place where we could respond quickly, yes, no, or let's get more information. It's more of a, it's a process for communication as opposed to thinking we've already know all the answers because we don't even know what the questions are.
Okay, thank you. I do think Jay's comments are relevant because you did sort of use an example where we might get asked for money.
I know, and so I apologize.
Clarifying where that might come from is reasonable. I think we've done that.
I agree with that. I'm just trying to say what the, you know, that I was just giving an example of what might trigger this kind of policy. I mean, to be used. That's all I was doing for illustrative purposes.
I think it's all good. Further comments from the board? Are there comments from the public? Click raise your hand if you'd like to speak. I don't see anybody. Okay. I will take a roll call vote. I have to read them off, Mark, so don't worry about getting them out of order. Everybody clear on the motion? Mr. Corson?
No.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Mr. Main is yes. Thank you. Passes 4-1. Okay. The next item on the agenda is to take any other actions. What I would like to do is briefly ask, we all received an email, and I want to stress that we all received it at the same time, from Carol White, who, although she lives in the same house with me, I was not privy to any of this until you guys were too, and have only mildly digested it. It's very long and has some really good points in it. And the only reason I'm bringing it up right now is because a number of you said that you thought there was some really good points and you hope we talk about them. I don't even need to talk about them tonight because it's late already. But what I might like to do with the board's permission is to set up a workshop, perhaps Saturday morning, to go over this document and any other documents that we've received from the community who have given us various directions. I would not limit it to this document. I just point to this document as pretty thorough, and you all have, several of you have said you thought there were good points in it. So I would not limited to this document, but I would just sort of like a read on the board. Is that something that you think would be worthwhile for me to set up a workshop on Saturday morning to take up some of these things and see if we want to act on them? I'm happy to dig into anything that anybody wants to tonight as further action. from this document or anything else. But I kind of wanted to, I wanted to get that out there and ask the board how you felt about that. Anybody? Donna?
Yes, Herb? There was one section of especially that I thought she had some really good points, that because it's questions that people are asking us, and I think we need to talk about, do we need to have statements about people not, you know, not going to town to, or not coming here, or there were, and there were a whole bunch, she had several, I don't have it in front of me, but the way it was formatted, there were some bullets. I especially would like to talk about those just to hear what people have to say. And I think if we could have that workshop on a Zoom, if somebody's willing to do it, I would love to hear what the public, because they're the ones who will be impacted.
Oh, I'm suggesting a public meeting for sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I have people on both sides who are talking to me. And I think that's a real, pardon me?
Are there two sides?
On both sides of whether we should do close people off or whether we shouldn't close people off. Oh. So I think it would be a great conversation to have and have people weigh in about how people are, you know, because they will be the people impacted if we take some, you know, if we get to the point where we have to do what Rachel has done in Albania, for example, not that I'm suggesting that. I agree with you.
Any other comments about a workshop on Saturday morning or some other time at your discretion? Yes, no? Or is there an objection to having a workshop on Saturday morning? Okay, I will go ahead and do that. And would ask, I guess, that if you have documents such as this that you think are well put together and will be clear enough for the board to go through and respond and get some used to it. I don't want to get 100 documents and hear all the comments, but if there's some things that you feel particularly strongly about that we should talk about, I would ask that you send them to me and I'll try to organize it in some sort of a reasonable fashion. Okay? Are there any other actions we want to take relative to our response to the COVID-19 at this time?
Lila has her hand up.
Okay, yeah, why don't we open it up for discussion? Thank you.
Can you hear me?
We can now.
Good. Herb, I would urge the selectmen to consider planning for now backup for the key positions that you've mentioned. There's going to be burnout and overload. People will get sick, especially those that are in the front line of the response. And so from now, I think to have a backup person who is prepared to move seamlessly into that, their role is very important.
That's a very good point. Actually, I didn't mean to mute you. That's a very good point, Lila. I will say that, so you're unmuted still. I will say that the EMS protocols that we have in place certainly envision backups to the fire chief. There is a rescue captain, and that position is right now populated by Eric Grutoff. And then there are two lieutenants, and there are two lieutenants on the fire side. So there are backups there, but to your point, I don't know that we have talked about or have a backup for our Marjorie, and that's an excellent point. So we will bring that up on Saturday, unless somebody wants to bring it up now and has an idea. But I suggest we all just think about it and take it up on Saturday. And maybe this has to be a meeting. Maybe I'll try to form it as an emergency meeting in case we need to take any action.
Mr. Chairman, permission to ask a question?
Certainly, Dyer, go ahead.
The remaining items on the agenda are the sound system situation with the hall, the liquor license, and setting a next meeting, and approved minutes. I'd like to suggest that we prioritize these next few items to see if we can get through this.
Okay, I thought you were going to suggest tabling them, but go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, I do want to table the one on the hall because he didn't get me the estimate and can't get it till the end of the week. So if you, at all possible, can add that, if you're going to do a business item, that would be great. Thank you.
For Saturday?
Mr. Chairman?
Add it for Saturday, Donna?
What?
You mean add it for Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did you have your hand up, Mark?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to table the remaining items on the agenda for tonight.
Second.
Is there a second to that? Okay, there's a second to that motion. My only comment is that I just want you to be aware that the liquor license approval, if we don't act on it, and these, as you know, these are really acknowledging the fact that the state is already providing a liquor license to that board. If we don't take any action on it at all, it just gets enacted. Marjorie, what's the date that we have to do that by, just for clarity?
I don't know. It's 60 days from the date that we receive it. I would suggest that you just make a motion and authorize me to sign it if you don't mind taking a quick vote.
So move.
Second.
Okay. Well, let's not do it inside the other motion. Mark, do you want to rescind your motion to table everything?
Yes, I'd like to rescind my motion, please.
Okay. Let's do that. David, go ahead and make your motion.
Yeah. Move to accept the liquor license for the Shebig Island Inn.
And authorize me to sign it?
And to authorize Marjorie to sign it.
I'll second it.
Okay, Donna seconds. Is there discussion on the motion? Anything from the community? None. Can't do that. Mr. Corson.
Yes.
I'm going to try and do this. Here it is. Ms. Damon.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
Mr. Hill.
Yes.
Mr. Main is yes, passes unanimously. Thank you. Any objection to tabling the remainder of the meeting?
No, but before that we have a motion to adjourn, I want to thank the 28 people who have, oh no, somebody left, 27 20. People hung in there.
Actually, 27 of them are us.
Oh, 20. It's 21, okay. 21 people. All you 20 people who did this with us, that we're breaking brand new ground. This is a historical moment, and you are part of it.
And I do want to put in your head, in terms of setting future meeting dates, we can take this up Saturday. I will make that a business meeting. I see you, Marjorie. Okay. We probably ought to set up a regular schedule for meetings, maybe weekly. Just consider that. We don't need to do it tonight. Consider setting up a real something that's really regular, so that people can depend on it, and at least through the course of this meeting. So think about that for Saturday. Marjorie, did you have something to add?
Yes, just that I have a warrant that the selectmen need to sign, and I have a mailbox, if you will, or a drop box outside the door of the town office. I can put it in there and you can stop by and sign it. Does that sound okay? Or?
Yeah, we have a policy in place that enables that. Is the lockbox actually locked? Do we need a key to do it?
No, it's just a...
Just a box.
It's a regular mailbox, but it's just outside the door of the town office.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
And
okay, so that would be ready for people to come by tomorrow and sign?
Yes.
Okay, Christine's nodding. Okay, board, you understand that?
Yes.
Stop by if you're willing and sign that. It only takes 3 signatures, but the more the merrier. But don't go out if you don't have to. Okay, are we ready for a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, take a roll call vote. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is a yes, and I want to thank you all for bearing with all the technical difficulties that we had. And David, thank you for organizing the technical part of this. Good night, folks.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Night.
Good night, everybody. Be safe. Be well.